17th day of Advent, Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. The Powerful King. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the girl got up and began walking, for she was 12 years of age, and they were immediately overcome with amazement. Mark 5:41-42. Jesus' power is beyond human comprehension. It doesn't make sense to our finite minds. When the crowd gathered at the home of the little girl in Mark chapter 5, they were convinced of one thing. She was dead. There was no more hope. So when Jesus said, "The child is not dead, but sleeping," their response wasn't hope or belief or a sigh of relief. It was laughter. Thankfully, the power of Jesus is not limited by man's unbelief. It isn't bound by our feeble minds. Jesus took the child by the hand and spoke, and the impossible happened. What was dead was brought to life. There is hope in the words of Jesus. There is power in the words of Jesus. There is life in the words of Jesus. The words of a king carry great authority over his subjects. The words of the King of Kings carry authority over all creation. As Jesus spoke, the grip of death was released. This girl's life was restored by the powerful words of Christ. This was possible because of the incarnation. John 1:14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." The eternal, glorious, powerful Word of God put on flesh and came to the world to reveal the glory of the Father. The glory of the Father was revealed as Jesus spoke. The same Jesus who spoke life into that little girl now speaks to us through his holy word. Jesus' words still carry resurrection power today, and they have the power to transform your life in ways you can't comprehend. God says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." God's word will not return void in your life. His word will bring hope where there is despair, light where there is darkness, and life where there is death. Do not be like the crowd that didn't believe in the power of Jesus. As you reflect on the Word become flesh this Advent season, may you trust in the Word and see the power of Christ at work in your life. Questions of reflection. Are there areas in your life where you struggle to trust in the power of God's Word? Where in your life do you feel like hope is lost? How can you bring that situation before Jesus and trust in his power to bring restoration and life?